好，各位老师、各位同学，大家好。很高兴今天能够来到 BSOP 一同来分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to share with the BSOP family today the Word of God.
希望神的话语能够成为我们的互相的勉励。
I pray that the Word of God can be our mutual encouragement.
2016年跟2017年是非常特别的两年。
We can say that the year 2016 and 17 are two very special years.
在2016年发生了很多的事。
There are many things that happened in the past year.
去年在台湾的时候，有人曾经就想，去年一年当中，如果用那个字来形容那一年。
So people in Taiwan, they are thinking if we can only use one word to describe 2016, what will it be?
他们选了一个字。
And they have chosen one word.
大家猜那个字是什么字？
What is that word?
就是乱。
And that is commotion or confusion.
想错，苦。It's 苦，苦，很苦。
Okay. A lot of troubles.
在2017年呢，他们说全世界可能也可以用一个字来代表。
And for this year, some people said you can also use one word to describe this year.
那个字就是刚所说的乱。
And that's the word that I just mentioned. It's confusion.
为什么说是乱呢？
Why do we say that it will be a year of confusion?
主要发生在美国。
Mainly it's because it happened in America or in the United States.
因为美国选出一个总统，大家非常的担心。
Because people are so concerned with their new president.
在台湾很多人觉得啊，怎么会选上他？
So even in Taiwan, people are thinking, how come people will elect him?
所以大家预想在今年可能很多的东西会改变。
So many people expecting that there will be many changes in this new year.
怎么改变也不知道。
What will be the changes we do not know?
真的，我们从神的儿女来看，我们很清楚知道一件事情。
And yet there is one thing that we can know very clearly.
不管谁当上哪一国家的总统。
No matter who is the president of a country,
这个世界一定会越来越乱。
This world will still be more confusing.
因为主再来的时间已经近了。
Because the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is very near.
不单单世界乱。
Not only will we see confusion,
天气变得也是非常的厉害。
We also see the many changes in our weather.
去年在我们住的地方。
Last year, Living.
我在台湾住的地方是在一个山上。
I live in a mountain.
在那边大概是500多公尺高。
It's about 500 feet above the sea level.
我住在那边，就是教会那边，已经住了25年。
I've lived there in the church for the past 25 years.
从来在那边没有下过雪。
We have never snowed in that area.
因为那个温度是绝对到不了下雪的那个程度。
Because the temperature will not reach the degree wherein it will snow.
但是去年竟然在12月的时候下起那个瑞雪，就很大的雪。
Last year, to our surprise, there was heavy snow.
从凌晨五点多。
So from early dawn in the 5 o'clock.
下到大概中午12点钟。
It snowed until noontime.
整个山上被厚的雪盖在上面。
And the whole mountain was covered with snow.
我们看到那个情形。
And even as we see the scenery.
我们非常的兴奋。
And one day we are so excited.
从来没有在那个地方下过雪。
Because it has never snowed in that area.
但是一方面我也知道。
On the other hand, I know in my heart.
主再来的时间已经近了。
The coming of our Lord is really very near.
所以我们是神的儿女，我们是基督徒。
We are Christians, we are the children of God.
我们应该准备好我们的心，迎接主的再来。
We must prepare our hearts to greet our Lord.
我们要知道世上这一切都要过去。
We know that everything in this world is going to pass away.
不能够存到永远。
They cannot last forever.
我们成为神的儿女，我们的盼望应该是放在将来。
So, as children of God, we put our hope in the future.
到底这个永恒的盼望是一个怎么样的盼望呢？
So, what kind of hope do we have?
这个盼望对我们的重要性又是在哪里呢？
And how important and where does this hope lies?
我们今天就从启示录我们来思想。
So, this morning, we'd like to take a look at the book of Revelation.
提到那个永恒的盼望。
When we talk about the eternal hope,
我们很多基督徒都说一句话。
Christians will always say this.
很多人说死后我们去哪里？上天堂。
Many times you will say, oh, after we die, we go to heaven.
但是很多人以为在天上是一个神秘、一个虚无的地方。
And yet to many people, going to heaven is something like limbo.
哦，在那里做什么事情？
And what are you going to do there?
我们也不是很清楚。
We are not very clear.
但真的是这样子吗？
Is it really that way?
如果从严格的角度来说，
But when we see it from a very serious perspective,
圣经并没有教导说人死后上天堂。
Actually, the Bible probably not say directly that when a man died, then he goes to heaven.
不要误会我的意思。
Please do not mistook my thought.
我不是说没有天堂。
I'm not saying that there is no heaven.
因为圣经记载很多次关于天堂的事。
Because in the Bible, surely we see a lot of records about heaven.
如果算算，圣经总有550多次提到那个天堂。
So in the Bible, there are at least 550 times where in heaven is mentioned.
在启示录就提到超过54次。
And even in Revelations, it's more than 50 times.
是有天堂。
There is heaven.
但是圣经怎么样描写那个天堂呢？
But how does the Bible describe heaven?
我们从哥林多后书第十二章第二节。
So in 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 2,
保罗提到有一次他被提到那个三层天。
And Paul mentioned about one time he was raised to the third heaven.
所以我们知道第一层天是什么地方呢？
So what is that first level of heaven?
就是代表我们所在的那大气层的里面。
And that is our great atmosphere.
第二层就是那个太空。
And the second level is the space.
就是月亮星宿所在的地方。
And that is where we have the sun and the moon.
第三层就是上帝居住的地方。
And the third heavens, that is where God dwells.
所以我们知道在上帝居住的地方。
So at that place where God dwells or lives,
不单单只有灵体能够去到那个地方。
Not only spiritual beings can go there.
人带着身体也可以到那个地方。
A man with his body, physical body, can still be raised to that place.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say that?
因为圣经看到有一些人是带着身体到天上而去。
Because the Bible will see some characters wherein with their physical body they were raised to heaven.
譬如说谁呢？就是以诺。
For example, Enoch.
哦，对，被提到天上到神那里去。
He was taken up to the Lord.
好像另外就是以利亚。
And also Elijah.
他是坐着那个火马火车到天上而去。
He rode on the chariots of fire to heaven.
他们都没有经过死亡。
They did not go through death.
当然还有耶稣。
And of course, Jesus Christ.
他带着复活荣耀的身体。
He brought with him his glorious resurrected body.
到天上而去。
And he ascended to heaven.
所以我们知道当一个圣徒死后，
So we know that when a saint die,
我们的灵魂会到神那个地方去。
Not only our spirit went to be with the Lord,
耶稣也说，
Jesus also said,
哦，他为我们预备了一个地方。
He has prepared a place for us.
哦，那个是个极荣耀的一个地方。
It is a very glorious place.
保罗也说那个地方是好得无比的地方。
And Paul said, you know, to be with the Lord, it is the best place.
但是圣经并没有说那是我们将来要永远住在那个地方。
The Bible did not mention that we will live in a way eternally in heaven.
神的话语很清楚告诉我们，所谓的天堂不单单只有天上。
So it is very clear that when you talk about heaven, it's not just the place up there.
将来为我们准备的是包括在地上的。
What God has prepared for us includes something on earth.
就是启示录所提到的。
And that is in Revelations wherein we read,
当耶稣第二次再来的时候，
When the Lord Jesus will come on the second time,
他要把一个新天新地带来。
He will bring with him the new heaven and the new earth.
这是一个新的一个宇宙。
It's a new world.
好，所以在这个新天新地里面，我们有一个复活的身体，我们可以自由的从一个地方到另外一个地方。
So with that, with our new glorious resurrected body, we will live freely on this new earth.
这个就是我们将来所盼望的永远的一个所在的地方。
And that is what we look forward to, in the future.
到底这个新天新地有什么特别？
What are some of the distinctives or specialty about the new heaven and new earth?
有三个特色。
We can see that there are three characteristics.
第一个就是新。
First, it is new.
所以我们看到在启示录第21章、22章里面，新这个字常常出现。
So even as we read Revelation chapter 21 and 22,the word new occurs over and over again.
譬如说新天新地
such as new heaven and new earth.
新城、哦新圣城新耶路撒冷
or the new city Jerusalem.
新妇
the new bride.
新名
the new people.
还有新歌
a new song.、
哦、在观念上面的更多。
So in terms of the idea of newness, there are many more.
譬如说有新的家
in a way we can say we have a new home
有新的殿
a new temple
有新的光
new light
有新的乐园
and a new Eden
所以在启示录21章第5节说看啊我把一切都更新了
So in chapter 21 verse 5 it says Behold I've made everything new
那个更新那个字在希腊文里面
So the word renewing in the original
就是说看到以前是完完全全是不一样的
It is different, exactly different from what it was before
就是说过去一切都改变了
That means what is in the past it has been changed
都被取代了
completely. And the past has been cast away
带来一个全新的一个景象
And we are now in an entirely new situation
所以在以赛亚书第65章17节
So in Isaiah 65 verse 17、
哦、那边预言到将来的新天新地也是这样说
And concerning the new heaven and new earth it also says
那边怎么说呢看啊我造新天新地从前的事不再被纪念也不再追想
Behold I made the new heaven and new earthSo what's in the past, I do not remember anymore.
所以感谢神，将来神把一个全新的宇宙给我们。
So in the future, the Lord is going to give us a completely new world.
这个新的宇宙，我们看到最重要的，我们看到中间没有罪。
In this new world, a new universe, we would see that there is no sin in it.
一点罪的影响都没有。
And there is no influence of any amount of sin.
我们从创世纪看得很清楚。
In Genesis, we see it clearly.
因为罪进入那个世界，带来死亡、分离、眼泪、悲哀。
When sin entered the world during that time, then it brings with it tears and death and sorrows.
那个影响是无所不在。
And we will see that that influence is everywhere.
从古到今都有。
From the past until today.
在今天的地上还是一直影响我们很多的眼泪很多的悲伤很多的意外很多的不幸
And even today in our lives we can still experience a lot of sorrow a lot of unexpected things a lot of tribulations
大概两个月之前
Around 2 months ago
有一个晚上大概凌晨五点多
At dawn around 5 a.m.
我突然之间家里面的电话就响起来
And I received a call
当那个牧师二十几年
As a pastor for more than 20 years
凌晨五点多电话响起来通常是什么事情
Usually you know when people call you early at 5 o'clock what happened
都是紧急的事情
And there will always be cases of emergencies
我马上就跳起来跑到电话旁边接听那个电话
So I quickly went out of bed and then I took the phone
对方是一个女的声音
I heard a woman's voice
我一听也不认得那是谁的声音
I cannot recognize whose voice it is
但是那个声音马上说牧师牧师为我的儿子祷告
But the woman said, you know, Pastor, Pastor, pray for my son.
我的儿子已经没有呼吸，没有心跳。
He is not breathing and he doesn't have heartbeat.
后来再询问一下。
And then I asked her.
原来知道是一位以前教会的姊妹。
Then I realized that she is a sister in our church before.
有段时间她已经没有聚会。
After a while, she is not coming to worship.
我问她说，到底你的儿子什么情形？
And then I asked her, what's happened to your son?
他就歇斯底里这样说。
And he just simply, she said,
他说，我的儿子身体不舒服，我送他下山的时候，他还跟我讲话，送到医院，他的心跳都已经停了。
When my son was not feeling well, then I brought him down from the mountain. On the way, he still speaks to me, but now, you know, his heart is not beating.
他的儿子几岁呢？
How old was her son?
12岁。
12 years old.
一个应该是年轻力壮的青少年。
A very strong teenager.
我就了解一下，原来儿子到医院没有心跳，马上就送到那个加护病房里面。
And so, when he reached the hospital, because there was no heartbeat, so they put him in the ICU.
当然，我就马上赶到医院去。
Of course, I rushed to the hospital.
进到医院了解那个情形，原来他的儿子应该是得了那个急性的心肌炎。
So actually, he was diagnosed to have something wrong with his heart.
心肌炎就是心脏的肌肉急性的发炎。
And there was inflammation in the muscles of his heart.
所以心脏的肌肉发炎能够收缩吗？
So when there's inflammation, then the heart in a way, it cannot sort of palpitate.
所以就是因为发炎，他没办法收缩，整个心跳都已经停了。
So actually, in a way, I think the heart grows becomes big and it cannot return to its
original size. 妈妈就哭，妈妈就那边真的是不能够接受那个事实。
And the mom was crying and she cannot accept this fact.
后来开刀。
And they made a surgery.
然后过了两三天。
After 2 or 3 days,
那个孩子就走了。
And the child left this world.
当然过程我都陪着他。
Throughout this process, I was with them.
真的，当儿子走的时候，妈妈难过的不得了。
When the child died, the mother was so sorrowful.
孩子躺在那个病床上面。
And the son was lying there on the bed.
妈妈就抱着那个儿子的那个遗体。
And the mother, you know, just embraced the dead body.
一直摸他，一直摸他的儿子。
And just caressed the body.
这是真的吗？这是真的吗
？Is this real? Is this true?
一直亲她的儿子。
And she kept kissing her son.
一个遗体刚刚走的时候，身体应该很多的病毒。
Actually, you know, when a person just died, there are still a lot of germs in the body.
但是妈妈顾不得。
But the mother never thought about that.
她觉得这是心上的一块肉。
Because this son is part of her flesh.
她舍不得分开。
And she is not willing to.Let him go.
一直亲，亲了大概一个小时。
And she kept kissing him for almost an hour.
真的，世界上面很多的苦难。
Yes, in this world we still have a lot of troubles.
这些都是因为罪的影响。
These are all because of the result of sin.
但是感谢神，在将来的新天新地。
But we thank God that in the future, in the new heaven and the new earth,
一切罪恶的影响都没有了。
The influence of sin will totally be eradicated.
所以启示录说，在那个地方，在那个时候，再没有死亡、悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
So in Revelation told us that, and at that time, in the new heaven and new earth, then there will be no more mourning, crying, pain, and death.
罪的咒诅完完全全挪走了。
And the curse of sin is entirely eradicated.
当然，整个的高峰。
And of course, the climax is this.
就是带来新耶路撒冷。
And that is the new Jerusalem was brought forth.
圣经启示录的描写，新耶路撒冷是何等的荣美辉煌。
And the Bible described for us that the new Jerusalem is such so glorious and beautiful.
哇，那个建材都是最珍贵的。
The materials are the most precious kind of materials.
不晓得现在的马尼拉。最漂亮的地方是哪里
？I do not know. Now in Manila, where do you find the most beautiful house or home?
我记得以前30年前好像是 Makati Green Hills 那个地方。
30 years ago, I remember it's Makati or Corinthian Gardens.
哦，但是我们要知道，即便是现在最漂亮的地方
，But here now, where is the most beautiful place in Manila?
将来与那个新耶路撒冷对比的时候
，But when we compare that to the future New Jerusalem,
那些地方只不过是个贫民窟
，And all these beautiful houses that we have now, they are just like a squatter's area.
所以感谢神，神带来一个新天新地荣美的地方。
So we thank God that He gave us that new and glorious heaven and earth.
而且圣经描写这个新天新地，哦，这个新耶路撒冷用了很多的十二这个数字。
And we see that the Bible uses a lot of the number 12 in describing this new heaven, new earth, and a new Jerusalem.
譬如说，十二个门，十二个天使，十二个支派，十二根根基，十二个使徒。
So there are 12 gates, 12 angels, 12 tribes.
哦，简单来说，十二这个数字代表什么呢
？So what does the number 12 represent?
代表一个属天的完全。
It depicts the completeness of heaven.
所以看到这个新天新地是何等的完美。
So we can say that the new heaven and earth is just perfect.
而且更特别的提到说，那个门上面刻着十二个支派的名字。
And here it also said that on top of the 12 gates, it was carved the 12 names of the 12 tribes.
那城墙的根基，哦，上面有十二使徒的名字。
And we also see the names of the 12 apostles.
十二支派，十二使徒代表所有属神的人。
So the 12 tribes plus the 12 apostles represents all the children of God.
就代表所有神的儿女将来在这新耶路撒冷里面我们都有份。
It represents the fact that all of us who are believers and children of God that we have a part in that new Jerusalem.
感谢神。
And we thank God for that.
在将来这个完美的所在。
In this very perfect and complete place.
我们有份在当中。
We have a share.
好，第二方面。
Secondly,
那圣城的那个特质就是圣。
We can use one word to describe this new Jerusalem. It is holy.
21章第二节说是圣城新耶路撒冷。
So in verse 2 it says the holy city, the new Jerusalem.
圣是什么意思呢？
What do we mean by holy?
代表完全圣洁被分别出来的意思。
It is being separated out and it's complete and perfect.
更特别的是
and especially,
这个圣城不单单因为有神的一个同在
it doesn't only have the presence of God,
更是神要亲自住在当中
but God himself will live among them.
这个新耶路撒冷，神要设立他的居所在当中。
So God will set His abode in the New Jerusalem.
所以提到那个圣城，哦，是不用灯光的。
So in the new city, the holy city, you don't need physical light.
也没有黑夜。
But because there's no night,
神的光亲自充满在当中。
It is the light of God that will fill the place.
巴比伦也被称为一个不夜城。
Babylon was also called a city that never has a night.
但是知道在巴比伦里面晚上充满了很多的罪恶。
And yet we know that in Babylon there are a lot of sins at night.
但是新耶路撒冷它是光明的，是不夜城，哦，真是神的光充满在当中，是圣洁的。
But the New Jerusalem is a place where there is no night, but it is a holy place.
更宝贵的是
And more precious than this,
我们能够亲眼的见到神。
And we can see God in a way face to face.
因为在启示录第七章提到说，宝座上的羔羊要亲自牧养我们。
The Lamb of God and the throne will shepherd us personally.
哦，给我们生命的泉水。
He will give us the water of life.
也要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
He is going to wipe away all our tears.
哦，提到有泉源从神还有羔羊的宝座要流出来。
And then from the throne will flow a river of life.
我们得到生命树上的果实。
And we're going to eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
我们可以面对面的侍奉神。
And we can serve God face to face in His presence.
人的牧养。
The shepherding of people.
都是有限
is limited.
但是将来神要亲自牧养我们。
But in the future, in eternity, God is the one who will shepherd us.
何等棒的一件事情。
And it's just awesome.
记得很多年前我在菲律宾的时候， 有一年的暑假，我参加一个联合的青年聚会。
I remember that many years ago, when I was in the Philippines, there was a year when I joined a camp.
那次的特别聚会的陪领会晚上是邵清章牧师，他当讲员。
That evening, it was Reverend Wesley Shaw who spoke.
他讲什么的主题？我都已经忘记了。
I've already forgotten what are his themes.
大纲也都忘记了。
I forgot about the outline.
但是那天邵牧师讲到神的爱。
But that evening, I remember he talked about the love of God.
我记得那个讲到的内容也是非常的平实。
And maybe the content it was very ordinary in a sense.
讲到圣经里面怎么样描写神的爱。
And he talks about how the Bible described the love of God.
讲到一些的见证，看到神的爱怎么样帮助我们。
It talks about a lot of testimonies wherein how love helps us.
但是很特别。
But something very special.
那个晚上，我们参加的人发现神的恩膏在当中。
We, all of us who attended that camp, we feel that the anointing of God was present that evening.
一个很深的印象，当邵牧师读那个圣经，读到关于神的爱圣经的时候。
A very deep impression when Reverend Shaw was reading the passage about the love of God.
他是慢慢的读那个经文。
And he read it very slowly.
每个字感觉到真的是读出来的时候，神的爱从天上就浇灌在当中。
And even as you read each word, we feel that the anointing from heaven was with us.
我们感觉在会堂里面，神的爱就满溢在我们的生命当中。
And we feel that the love of God overflows in the whole conference.
好像神就在我们身边。
As if God is just with us.
那爱就充满在我们心里面。
And His love.Filled our hearts.
我们感觉这个爱是真的何等的宝贵，何等的美，何等的大。
And we feel how beautiful and how precious His love was.
那些聚会结束的时候
，After the close at the close of the meeting,
我们一群同学到外面就聊天分享。
And some of us so then we share with one another outside.
不单单我有这个经历。每一个同学都有这样子的感觉。
Not only I'm not the only person who feel that, but everybody feels that.God's presence is with us.
他们都说太棒的一个经历，神的爱原来是那么丰富，神的爱原来是那么的奇妙。
All of them said, you know, how wonderful is the love of God.
感谢神，让我能够预尝天上神亲自来牧养的时候，那是何等棒的一个境界。
So in a way, this experience of a pre-taste of heaven is such a wonderful experience.
所以感谢神，将来这个荣耀的盼望。
So we thank God for the future glory or the glorious hope in the future.
第一个特别地方就是一个是新天新地是新。
First, we notice that it is new. It's a new city. It's a new heaven and new earth.
第二，它是圣洁的。
Secondly, it is a holy place.
第三个，它是存到永永远远。
And thirdly, it is eternal. It will last from everlasting to everlasting.
而且是永远不会改变。
And it will never change.
永远有亲密的神人关系。
And we will have that intimacy with God forever.
我们永远有喜乐健康。
And we will always have good health.
永远有上帝的牧养。
We will have the shepherding of God always.
我们继续永远的不断的来成长。
We will continue and always keep growing.
我们永远与主同掌王权。
And we will be ruling with our God.
这是何等大的应许，何等大的盼望。
This is such a big hope and promise.
也是非常宝贵的一个应许。
It's a very precious promise.
曾经有一位宣教士。
There was a missionary.
从美国到非洲那边去服事。
He went to Africa from the U.S.
服事了很多很多年，到退休的时候。
So he served there for many years until his retirement.
他要回到美国去。
When he was returning to his own hometown.
大家回美国前一个礼拜。
Around a week before.
当时美国的总统罗斯福就去非洲去打猎度一个假。
At that time, the President of the United States, Roosevelt, have a hunting trip in Africa.
刚好他们坐同一艘的船，要从非洲回到美国。
So they are on the same ship going back to the U.S.
当然，在船上面，大家讲话的焦点在谁的身上呢
？Of course, you can imagine on the ship, everybody's topic is on the president.
哦，就是在美国总统的身上。
And everybody is talking about the president.
所以几乎呢，宣教士去到哪里，大家都讲那个美国总统罗斯福，哦，他做了什么事情，那焦点都在他的身上。
So the focus of all the passengers are on the president.
后来船到了美国。
And upon reaching the U.S.
哦，美国总统罗斯福呢，从主要的那楼梯下来。
Of course, the president, you know, will come down.
很多人迎接他。
And there are many people who welcome him.
还有乐队在那个地方。
And there's a band that greets
him. 还有记者在那个地方。记者。
记者。Okay. And all the reporters are there.
而那个宣教师呢，只能够从那船的后面小着楼梯走下来。
And the missionary simply came down from the back part.
有没有人接他
？Is there anybody who came to greet him?
没有人接他。
There's nobody there.
他就孤孤单单的回到美国。
So he just returned. To the U.S. very lonely.
因为是宣教士回到美国，他需要租房子，哦，薪水不是很多，也需要找一份的工作。
So upon his return, he has to find a place to live. He also have to find a job.
有一天早上
，one morning，
然后那宣教士从房间出来看报纸，准备要找工作。
And when he was reading his paper and trying to see if he can find a job,
他的太太看到那个宣教士的样子。非常的不对劲，非常的难过。
And his wife found out that he doesn't look well.
就问他说：“到底你的心情怎么样？有事吗
？”And so the wife asked him, "Is there anything that happened to you?"
刚开始，那宣教士沉默，什么话都不讲。
At the beginning, he just kept silent.
后来，他就勇敢把他心里面的感觉说出来。
Later on, he expressed what is in his heart.
他说：“我是一名宣教士。”为了上帝，我一辈子在非洲服事。
I am a missionary, and I spend most of my life serving God in Africa.
但是回到这边，你看在船上回到美国，我现在的情形是一个怎么样的情形
？And yet, you know, when you think of how I came home and my current situation, what kind of person am I?
他心里面很多的不平，很多的不满，很多的抱怨。
He has a lot of complaints. He has a lot of feeling that this is unjust.
那个师母听到，她也不能够说什么。
His wife cannot really say anything to him.
就给了他一个简单的建议。
建议。So she just gave him a suggestion.
好吧，回到房间，你跟上帝来祷告，我也不能够安慰你。
I really cannot help you. How come? Why not? You know, go back to the room and pray.
宣教士就进到房间，把门关起来，在里面大概一个小时的时间。
So he came back to his room and prayed for around an hour.
后来出来
，and after coming out，
妻子一看，哇，整个宣教士脸上面是充满了笑容，充满了喜乐。
He looks very different now. His face was full of joy.
好，他那个师母就跑过去问他说：“到底发生什么事情？一定发生什么事情
？”So his wife asked him, "What happened?"
他说：“当我这样子来祷告的时候，跟神倾诉我的苦楚、我的心里面的感受的时候
，She said after I shared with God my feelings，
后来突然之间感觉上帝来到我的身边，把他的手搭在我的肩膀上面。
I feel that God, you know, come beside me, pat on my back。
哦，跟我说了一句话
，And he just said one。”Word to me.
妻子很紧张地问他说：“到底说了什么话？”
What did God tell you?
他说了一句话：“孩子，你还没有回到家。”
And he said, "My son, you have not yet returned home."
那宣教士马上就明白过来。
And the missionary understood finally.
他还没有真正的回到家。
He has not really returned home.
美国不是他的家。
Because the United States is not his home.
真正将来的家在哪里？
Where is his real eternal home?
在神那边。
And that is in the presence of God.
他知道将来见神面的时候。
And you know that one day when he is going to see God face to face.
神会纪念他所摆上的一切。
God will remember the things that he has sacrificed.
这个宣教士的例子提醒我们。
This example will remind us.
我们成为他的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们成为他的仆人。
We are servants of God.
永远记得我们将来的盼望是在哪里。
We must remember where is our eternal and hope.
不要转向这个地上，要定睛在将来。
So let us not focus our mind on the things on earth, but things in the future in the Lord.
C.S. Lewis 是一个非常伟大的基督教的思想家。
We can say that C.S. Lewis is one of the greatest thinker, Christian thinker.
在一本书，他曾经这样说。
He said in one of his books,
当一个人清楚看到永恒盼望的时候
，When a person sees clearly his eternal hope,
他会更加坚定在地上的生活。
Then his life on earth will even be more steadfast.
真的是这样子。
It is really this way.
我们看着将来的永恒的盼望，看得越来越清楚，越坚定的时候
，When we are clearer about our future, destiny,
地上的生活就越来越有力量。
Then our life on earth will even be more meaningful and strong.
C.S. Lewis 也说，在历史上面发现很多尽心尽力摆上服事的基督徒，都是那些思想永恒最多的人。
And C.S. Lewis also said that all of those who have given up so much for the Lord on this earth is because they put their minds in the future hope.
好像众使徒
，just like all the apostles.
好像中世纪的很多的神的仆人。
And many of the people who serve God,
好像废除黑奴的英国的布道家
and also like the great evangelist,
他们为什么一生能够留下那么美好的一个印记？
What is the reason that they can live such a wonderful testimony in their life?
因为他们一心向往天堂。
Because their heart is just focused and look forward to heaven.
今天为什么很多基督徒他们在地上不能够发光作盐？
Why is it that many Christians today cannot shed their light on earth?
过一个世俗的生活
and yet they just live a very ordinary and worldly life.
因为看不到永恒将来永远那个美好的盼望
because they cannot see the glorious hope in the future.
所以改革家加尔文曾经这样说过
So Calvin once said,
我们要默想永恒。
We must meditate on eternity.
还有善用今生。
Then we will use our life now to the best.
真的，当我们真的是默想永恒的时候，我们就能够善用今生。
Truly, you know, when we think of the future hope, then we can live a life to the best.
今生是短暂的。
Our present life is very brief and short.
一下子就过去了。
I will be gone very soon.
神所托付我的。
Whatever God has entrusted to me.
我们应该怎么样把握时间，好好的为主打一场美好的仗。
How can we use our time to the best to fight a good fight for the Lord?
求神帮助我们，能够真的常常默想这个永恒的盼望是何等的美好。
May the Lord help us to continually meditate on how beautiful and complete and wonderful,
也愿我们轻看世上这一切的打击，这一切的困难，我们继续的忠心在神的使命里面。
So that on earth we can still be very faithful, even through thick and thin.
相信有一天我们面对神的时候
，I believe that one day when we face God,
神会报偿我们所摆上的所有一切。
God is going to reward us for everything that we have given up for Him.
而且会跟我们说。你是一位又忠心又良善的仆人。
And the Lord will say to us that you are a good and faithful servant.
好，我们低头做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你今天可以来到你的面前，我们来思想主你的话语，愿你亲自把那个永恒的盼望更深刻的不断的放在我们的心中。主，我们说我们人都是常常软弱。我们会转移我们的焦点，主啊，开启我们的心窍，愿你的圣灵引导我们进入主你的真理当中，能够真正知道这个永恒的盼望是何等的美好，也帮助我们看到在世上我们的时间不多，我要把握机会，准备好来迎接主的再来。我们谢谢主，祝福每一个非神的同学在每一天的上课当中充满主你的恩典力量，也装备我们成为神国的工人，为主所用。我们谢谢主，奉主的名祷告。